This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We switch gears just a bit, and we're joined now by Robert Boyers, professor at Skidmore, in his book, his 10th book, The Tyranny of Virtue, Identity, the Academy, and the Hunt for Political Heresies. And good morning to you, Professor Boyers.
Good morning.
Nice to talk with Robert Boyers, who writes for many publications of note, Harper's, The New Republic, The Nation, the Yale Review, and others, and his latest book, as mentioned, The Tyranny of Virtue. And you have spent much of your life on college campuses, and you believe that, as a liberal, that some prominent liberal public intellectuals are not allowing discourse involving people who think differently than they. How did this phenomenon evolve?
Well, it's been coming for quite a long time, actually. I mean, even as far back as the late 1980s, we began to think about and to talk about something called the culture wars, and you know, there were prominent books published in the late 1980s talking about the coming on of this phenomenon, which has grown, and it's very hard to say exactly what got it started. I guess you can say that in a great many colleges and universities, the overwhelming preponderance of the faculty are left liberals like myself, people who have convictions about all sorts of public and political issues, and most of them are people who don't have much access to the world outside the campus, and in that case they've decided to try to see whether they can enforce the good things that they believe in and their own, as it were, institutional backyard, and among the class of students who are ready, in many cases, to follow their lead, and this has led to all sorts of mischief, where students are encouraged to call out and shame people who say things of which they and their professors disapprove, to police the common language that we speak, to set up speech codes, and if possible, at least, to punish and evict people who stray from the straight and narrow.
Well, you have identified yourself as a liberal professor, but Robert Boyers, you note in The Tyranny of Virtue that some of your colleagues, who also are on the left side of the political spectrum, who profess a commitment to diversity, they, in your view, have launched a full-scale assault on diversity of outlook and opinion. Liberal, by its very meaning, means being open to other views, doesn't it?
That's what you would think, and that's why I wrote this book, to sort of investigate the whole phenomenon and to ask myself how it can be that people who basically line up with me on a great many issues have nevertheless grown illiberal and intolerant when it comes, as you say, to diversity of viewpoint. Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, a liberal, has written that liberals, of course, welcome people who look different from them in the name of diversity, as long as those people think the way we do. And this is something, you know, again, we've seen time and time again. I say we, people who've spent their lives on campuses. In my book, I provide dozens of examples of the kind of thing I'm describing, including efforts to cleanse the language of particular terms. I don't mean necessarily incendiary terms. I don't mean disgusting epithets which are used to intimidate people or to make them feel ashamed. I mean just ordinary expressions, like, for example, what are called ableist expressions, like Learn to stand on your own 2 feet, or learn to walk in someone else's shoes. This kind of sort of ordinary language, frequently a language invested with metaphors of one sort or another, is felt to be somehow offensive and insensitive because, as the thinking goes, it makes people who are in some way or another disabled feel uncomfortable or alienated, and of course I think most of us who are alert to this sort of thing find it an interesting subject, and there are many people in so-called disability studies who write interesting books on this subject, but when that turns into a campaign, not only to call out those kinds of terms, that kind of language, but then to bring up on charges people who use that kind of language, then I think we're in a dangerous place. And then I think the language of tyranny is justified.
Well, Robert Boyers, the author of Tyranny of Virtue, has been teaching at Skidmore for 50 years. Over that course of time, let's say from 1970 to the present, how much has the atmosphere changed? When you started there, we were in the midst of the Vietnam War. We had civil rights tumult all over the country. How has the reception to ideas other than ours changed over the course of a half century?
Oh, I think it's changed dramatically, actually. I mean, I'm a veteran of that period, of course, as you note. I was a war resister during the Vietnam era, and really a man of the political left back in the 60s and 70s, and I was involved in campus activism of different sorts. And throughout that entire period, there was never a question among liberal faculty and so on about allowing other people to speak. We were not shutting down lectures by people with whom we disagreed. We were, in fact, often inviting onto campus people with whom we disagreed so we could have lively debates and so the students could be exposed to a variety of viewpoints. And now the situation has changed dramatically from that. Professors of the sort that I'm describing, and again, I'm talking about the liberal professoriate, are not only uncomfortable with views of which they disapprove, but are frequently, I don't mean universally in every single instance, involved in efforts to prevent those kinds of speakers from coming onto their campus. I think most of us have read about stories at other institutions that have had national attention where violence has erupted in efforts to prevent particular speakers, controversial speakers, scholars, from speaking at places like Middlebury College and Oberlin College and so on. And we know that this has had an effect across the board in the culture, not only on campuses. We've seen efforts of people who are painters and artists to have major museums remove and destroy paintings hung on their walls.
All right, we're short on time, but I do want to get to another point you make, and some will certainly disagree, but you believe the characterization of groups as victims has come to mean that ideas or practices of such groups may never be subjected to criticism. Is that unfortunate in your judgment?
Well, yes, I think it is. I think it is, and you know, the expression which is now a few decades old, blaming the victim, was I think a useful expression and a useful idea when it was originally introduced, but it has come to be used in a way that makes it some of the time difficult and some of the time impossible to have a serious adult conversation about issues that really do affect the lives of people who have problems, which we hope to address. I'm going to give you a concrete example of that. If you are a supporter of affirmative action, and you want to have a serious discussion about why it is important for us to continue to use affirmative action to diversify a campus or a corporation and so on, if you attempt to introduce questions about how affirmative action should be applied, whether, for example, you ought to consider income thresholds along with race as a criterion for applying affirmative action formulas, immediately there are people who will say that you're not really on board with affirmative action.
All right. That's a point well taken. Let's try to get a caller or two in. We're very short on time, though. Christina, you're on with our guest, Robert Boyers. Please be brief. Hi, Christina.
Yes. The guest reminds me of an article written in The Atlantic.
What is your question?
It's about The Coddling of the American Mind by Greg Lukianoff, and it addressed this very thing, how universities are trying to stop people from being exposed both sides of ideas.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine. And unfortunately, we are extremely short on time, and we won't be able to get to a few others who want to talk with Robert Boyers. But hopefully we will have him back soon. The book is The Tyranny of Virtue, and we thank you for your time today, Professor. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow, stay tuned.